It's 11 in the morning. Judge Selby's court has been in session for an hour. An hour during which Kitty DiCarlo has been on the witness stand and, under Prosecutor App's expert direction, has been making a well-planned and beautifully executed play for the jury's sympathy. But curiously enough, defense counsel Perry Mason doesn't seem worried or bothered, or even very much impressed, as...
Can you continue now, Mr. Carlo?
I'll try.
Oh, dear. Hey, let me get you a glass of water. Mm.
Poor Mr. Carlo. Mm.
She's sick.
Anybody would look sick with no lipstick on.
It's a beautiful act. Shame to break it up.
Hmm? Hey, what are you doing with my purse?
Well, it's time for me to get into this act.
What are you looking for in my purse, Perry Mason?
Aspirin.
Oh, yeah, sure. I always carry it.
And cough drops. That's all. Thank you, darling. Oh, Mr. Aft.
Hmm? No, yes, Mason.
Before you give Mr. Carlo that water, I have some aspirin for her.
Aspirin? Well, now, isn't that thoughtful, Mr. Mason?
Why, it's nothing, really. Here you are, Mr. Carlo.
Oh, wait. Let me see.
Oh, it has aspirin stamped right on the tablet, Mr. Aft. Surely you don't think that I would offer your witness something else?
Oh, my. No.
Watch it. Don't spill the water.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Here you are, Mr. Carlo.
And here is your aspirin.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Oh, and that isn't all.
Uh-huh.
Since you seem to have a slight cough...
Oh, she has, Mr. Mason, a severe case of Lyme disease.
Oh.
The pain is terrific. But Mr. Carlo insisted on giving her testimony.
Yes, well, of course. Later, if she gets tired...
Oh, if she gets too tired, then we just have to give her a rest.
Especially if I am cross-examining.
We have to think of Mr. Carlo's throat.
Mr. Mason, Mr. Aft.
Yes, Your Honor.
I hate to disturb you two gentlemen.
Well, that's all right, Your Honor.
But don't you think we might get on with this trial?
By all means, sir. But now first, let me give Mr. Carlo these.
What's that?
Some cough drops.
Mr. Mason, you're too kind.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Aft.
Now, do you think, Mr. Mason? Order, please. Can Mr. Carlo go on, Mr. Aft?
I'll ask her. Mr. Carlo?
I'll try.
Then I suggest that you get started.
Please don't tire her unnecessarily.
Suppose you listen too, Mr. Mason.
Yes, yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Carlo.
Yes, sir.
You interrupt me if you begin to tire.
I will.
Mr. Carlo, a certain testimony was given at this trial about an incident. An incident which occurred in the apartment where your husband was killed.
Yes, sir.
At the time Mrs. Grant threatened you with physical harm.
Which time was that?
Well, there were several times.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh? Well, first tell us about the time that she tried to burn you.
Oh, that time.
We have heard one version of the story.
I know. Poor Doris.
And now, unless you're tired.
Oh, no, sir. I want the truth to be known. I want it to be a matter of record.
Good, good.
It happened while I was sick.
Sick?
Yes, sir. Another attack of laryngitis.
Oh, I see.
I had drugs, but I don't like to take drugs, and the doctor had prescribed a cup of hot milk punch.
Milk punch? Just what?
Well, it's a little rum and hot milk.
Oh, yes, yes, for your throat.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a bottle of rum in the kitchen cabinet. I dragged myself out of bed to heat the milk.
Now, couldn't someone have done it for you?
I didn't ask Mrs. Grant to fix things for me, Mr. Aft. I was awful careful of what I ate or drank.
Your Honor, that statement is irrelevant.
Your objection sustained. Strike the part of her answer after I didn't ask Mrs. Grant to fix things for me. All right, Mr. Aft.
Yes. All right, Mr. Carlo. You went to the kitchen.
Well, Dari was in there alone. I got the bottle of milk and started to mix in the rum, and Dari said that was all the milk we had. I said I'd get some more as soon as I got dressed.
Yes, so go on.
Well, a little child needs her milk.
Of course.
Well, Dari and I were just standing there talking. Mrs. Grant didn't give me much chance to talk to my little girl.
Oh, Your Honor.
Now, just tell us what happened, please.
Well, I didn't use all the milk, so I asked Dari if... if she wanted a glass.
Oh, now, wait. You offer Dari plain, ma'am.
Plain? Oh, yes, Mr. App. Why, anybody who'd offer rum punch to a little girl... Well, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, I thought not, ma'am.
Well, I didn't notice, but Mrs. Grant had sneaked back to the kitchen and we were standing behind me.
And you didn't see her?
Well, not until all of a sudden she flew in there like a banshee.
Oh.
She was yelling I was trying to give liquor to Dari.
No.
Oh, yes, and she did. She picked up a pan of boiling hot water and she tried to burn me.
Oh,
I know what Dari told you all. And I don't blame that child for 1 minute being mixed up. No wonder she was mixed up with that woman telling her things.
Your Honor, just confine yourself to what you know, Mr. Carlo.
Yes, Your Honor.
You say there were other times when Mrs. Grant tried to harm you.
Oh, sure. Do you want me to tell you about the
time? Just a moment, Mr. Carlo.
Hmm?
Rest your throat for a minute.
Hmm?
What's this, Mr. Mason?
Well, I didn't object to Mr. Carlo's giving her side of that rum punch story. It was already in the record.
And you have no grounds to object now.
Yes, Mason, what's the question?
Well, I know that we want to find out what happened in that apartment, Your Honor.
And that's why Dorothy was allowed such latitude in her testimony.
Oh, yes. It was made plain that there were limitations to the weight of Dory's story.
Eh? Why, certainly, since she's just a child.
Yes, the restriction of her age was carefully pointed out to the jury, Mr. Rapp. There's also a restriction to the weight that should be given Mr. Carlo's testimony.
Oh, come now, Mason. She has laryngitis.
Oh, I'm not talking about her health, Mr. Rapp. I'm certain she's as healthy as a horse.
What?
Just what are you getting at then, Mr. Mason?
Why, I think the jury should be informed that Mr. Carlo is also a murder suspect.
What was that?
I'm sure you heard me, Mr. Rapp. I said a murder suspect. And the jury should take into account the fact that...
How can you say that, Mr. Mason? This poor woman... This poor woman whose child was stolen, whose dearly beloved husband...
That is the point.
Eh?
You have done your best to show that Mrs. Grant was in love with Mr. Carlo's husband.
She was.
So you say. And let us say that Mr. Carlo believed it.
I did.
Now, just a moment. And may I continue, Your Honor?
This is highly informal, Mr. Mason.
No, let him go ahead, Your Honor. I think I know where he's going.
I was going to say that perhaps on one point, Mr. Carlo has told the truth.
Just I say their throat, Mr. Carlo.
Yes. I'm saying perhaps she did love her husband.
I worshipped him.
So, if Mr. Carlo loved her husband, who was to say she didn't kill him?
Her own husband?
Motive? Jealousy. It has happened.
Oh, but Mason...
Mr. Carlo had a motive. And opportunity. That makes her a suspect.
Well, now, Mason... Well, now, if that's all...
So that's plenty. I'm sure the jury will remember it while hearing her testimony.
What if I were to prove she didn't have opportunity, Mr. Mason? Not then, eh? Would you stipulate she's to have full latitude and credibility if I prove she couldn't have killed her husband?
If you will stipulate that she is a prime suspect that you can't so prove...
Very well. Your Honor, at this time I wish to interpolate the testimony of certain witnesses.
Witnesses?
Mr. Mason has cast a shadow of suspicion on this witness. This important state witness... I want to clear it away.
Oh, but, Your Honor, I didn't.
Motion granted. You started this, Mr. Mason.
Oh, very well, sir.
Oh, so he fell for it.
Yeah, he couldn't fall fast enough.
That's because he thinks he's trapping you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give me that report on them, Bella?
Here you are. I hate to think where we'd be without this report, Chief.
Yes, up a creek.
Yes, Kitty would be clear, and the jury would believe everything she said.
What?
Hmm?
What's the matter with Mr. Ash?
I don't know. Why is he charging over here?
All right, Mason, all right.
What's the matter with you?
What have you done with Richard Lappin and Mona Lee Parks?
Well. Done with
them. They can't be found. Those witnesses can't be found.
What?
They're gone. And you know where. You'll pay for this, Mason. This time you've gone too far.
Well, Prosecutor Apt doesn't know it. But the disappearance of those witnesses is an even greater blow to Perry Mason than to him. But even Perry Mason doesn't know just how serious the consequences will be. Join us on Monday, won't you?